Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us we wear our halo. Mother, mother, ooh.
Okay. So, I see that I've been talking into nothingness here for the last few minutes, so I'm going to have to apologize for that. My mic was muted for the last 20 minutes, so let me apologize first and foremost. That opening tune, Make Me Wanna Holler, the late, great Marvin Gaye. I want to first and foremost say thank you to my listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We were running a bit behind. We had several obstacles that came up that tried to prevent this from happening, and it wasn't to be. And so we're here now. We have an extended program, so we will get our full hour in, not to fret about that. But let me just back up for just a moment here in terms of our opening tune. Make Me Wanna Holler. Rockets, moonshots, spend it on the have-nots. Money, we make it. For we see it, you take it. Oh, you make me wanna holler. The way they do my life. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. This ain't living. This ain't living, no, baby. That's the late, great Marvin Gaye. If you can't tell me this man wasn't ahead of his time, then just go back to sleep. And I thought that was so apropos for our program for this evening, for many reasons, as I'm sure that you'll ascertain before long. Oh, by the way, you are at the right place at the right time. My name is Darrell Clark, and this is another edition of Progressive News Weekly. As I said, we did start a little bit behind, and we had a technical situation with the mics, and the mics were muted. So, in fact, I was actually talking into a muted mic unknowingly for the last 15 or 10 minutes until it was brought to my attention. So I'm going to start over. And I want to say, with us going into our 10th year soon, we're in our 9th year, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my longtime listeners who have stayed with me when times got a little bit challenging, back when we were in New York City on Broadway for those 3 or 4 years, working with, and I have no shame, Gary Null, one of the greatest naturopaths, and I've learned so much from him, who helped me get my start in his studio for those years before I moved back into New Jersey in my studio here. We've been through quite a bit, and I really appreciate all of the listeners out there. I would just ask that you continue to listen, share, let me know how I can improve, let me know what it is that you think we can add or what you think we need to take away. But the bottom line is, I sincerely extend my gratitude to you, because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. And anything that I've done in the past up to this point has been in gratis. It's been a labor of, well, let me back up. I almost slipped and said labor. I'm going to rescind that word. It's been an effort of love, because I can't consider it labor when I'm bringing news and information that truly is intended for you to be able to use, not just hear. It's news that's intended to encourage you and enlighten you and of course, empower you and instill you to get involved and make a difference. It's news for you, by you, and of you. And if that doesn't sound familiar, then, well, maybe you aren't of the continental United States, knowing of the Constitution that under which we all live, which says it's a nation for the people, by the people, and of the people. Now, that's been questioned, I believe, reasonably so, to some extent, based on the fact that there's a certain disenfranchised group of people that are living under that same constitution. And it's not just one group. There's numerous groups that are. And so that's one of the reasons why we're here at Progressive News, bringing you this information week in and week out, news that you can use, news for you, by you, and of you. And I say that because often the topics and or our guests come from you, the listener. So please continue to send me those notices and suggestions of who might be a prime guest to enlighten the masses, the media. So I see that we have listeners here that are looking to take advantage of how we open our programs. And for those of you who are new, the format is simple. It's live, all the way live. Don't even have to shuck, don't even have to jive. That's just another Ohio band I've taken those lyrics from. Lakeside. And I say that to say, we encourage you to participate in the dialogue. And if there's something on your mind, you'll want to dial 347-838-9142. Press 1 on your dial, and we'll certainly pick up the line. I see we have someone waiting now, and I recognize the number, in fact. Someone near and dear to me. We're going to bring this person on in just a moment. So, with that said, I got to get on my hot button really quick and in a hurry because something's on my mind and I want to spread this news far and wide. You know, I talked about folks stepping up and stepping out, and I have been since I've been on the air. And there's one individual which I'm going to take my hat off to, and perhaps this will be a new segment every week. We'll talk about someone in the news who's really stepped up and stepped out. And I'm talking about one certain football player by the name of Colin Kaepernick. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers, for those of you who are not football buffs as I am, and I love the sport. And I've played it since age 10 on an organized level and played it all the way up until college. And I can tell you that this man is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Just a couple years ago, he was one game away from the Super Bowl. But what's making him notable for our program tonight is this is a man who stood up and then sat down and then took a knee. And he took it so graciously and so courageously for a cause. He took it because as the national anthems are playing in the first beginning of a game, in the last couple of few games of the preseason, Colin decided to step up and make a statement. And he made a statement to say that although this is a country that's supposedly for all, for the people, by the people, and of the people, there's a certain segment that's just been so disenfranchised, especially in these last few years, where our so-called protectors are literally taking open season on a segment of society, African Americans specifically, and Latinos. And so he's stepping up and stepping out, and he says, okay, under this flag, I cannot put my hand over my heart and stand in allegiance when this country is not doing all that it can to protect its own. And Colin, I take my hat off to you. And I'll tell you something that's very interesting. The media was ready to fire this man, as great as an athlete as he was. And I say the media because I listen very closely as I watch some news analysts, primarily white, non-African-American, I will dare say. As you know, if you know my background, I'm a statistician, background in economics and statistics. So I just tick, 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 tick. I watch the numbers. Now, it's not to say that there weren't some non-African-Americans that supported this man and that there were some African-Americans or African descent who rebuked him. But statistically, the numbers leaned toward non-African Americans that were ready to take this man out. And we're making statements like, well, he just won't be retained with the 49ers because you know how the American National Football League is. And then there were a few African American primarily and some non-African American who stood up, announcers and analysts, sports analysts, that said, wait a minute now, the man hasn't done anything wrong. He just stood for his right. And they said it on public television. And I take my hat off to them. Because the day that they fire Colin Kaepernick is the day we do a mass boycott on the NFL. And I love the sport of football. But I'll go and watch Little League football before I watch NFL the day that they fire that man for standing up for his right. For standing up that something so objectively correct. So I just want to put that little seed out there because we're going to be talking about this more and more. In fact, my research team, we're trying to get Colin as an interview. I know he's busy now in the midst of his season, but, you know, things work out and things happen. So if anyone has a contact, please let me know. I take my hat off to, you know, some of the athletes who are joining in. Take my hat off to Jim Brown, who I've followed since I was able to first walk, greatest Cleveland football player by some standards ever to have been on the Browns. And he made a statement that he does not blame Colin one bit, although he did say he wouldn't have done it that way himself. So anyone that knows Jim Brown, I'd like to get that interview as well. Yeah, we're going big league, but that doesn't mean that the critical thinker will not be a part of progressive news going forward. Always has been, always will be, because that's the base of Progressive News Weekly. So with that said, keep an eye on Colin Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. Google this man, because he might be the person that's going to put a major shift. We've been waiting for someone of notoriety to step up. I mean, I can do my radio show for 20 years, and without having that bank like he has, well, I may not have the impact. But through you, the listener, you can increase the impact that I have to make a difference. So, back to our regular format, I like to open the airwaves up, 347-838-9142. We have a special guest. And that guest will be Tony Grant, research journalist. He was with us a few weeks back, and boy, he was met with rave reviews. I will say, his first time out, no holds barred, just the kind of person we love. We vetted him very well, and his information and knowledge that he shares is well-researched and can be traced and tracked. So we'll be talking with him very shortly because he has some things that you're certainly not going to want to miss. Now, with that said, let me open the airwaves up and see what my friend, my buddy, my dearest sibling. Hello? Is this Iris?
I'm here.
I thought I recognized the number. How can I not, right? So, listen, you're jumping on the airwaves right at the top of the program, Iris.
I know.
What's on your mind? Anything that I've said of significance or other things on your mind?
Well, I guess I'll open the program by saying congratulations. Is it 10 years we're coming up on for your program?
Yes, it is.
Time flies. Time flies. Now, I don't know if you recall, but I certainly do, one of the important items that I anticipated you expounding upon on shows was the health piece. There's so much going on in the world today. We are, as a people, facing a lot. You know, the media keeps us focused on crime. It keeps us focused on this election, and I'm using quotations around that word. It keeps us focused on a lot of things, but not the very least of which is health. And I'm not sure if your listeners are aware of the fact that you are indeed one of the top flight herbalists certified. Give me your designations. I don't want to forget any. Can you list your designations so we can share that with your listeners?
Well, I am a certified naturopath and nutritionist and herbalist. Yes. And I've shared that in the past with the listeners, at least our longtime listeners. But I've not really emphasized what I do, though it comes through with regard to the many guests that I have that speak on health topics. For example, even tonight with the research journalist who specializes in the medical industry, I'm sure he's going to be talking about some issues that are critical in terms of knowledge.
Okay.
I do bring that to the I have. I'm
well aware of that. I guess where what I'd like to say, and it just needs to be said, is that there are so many people, myself included, well, I can always pick up a phone and just dial you, thank you. But there's so many people who are seeking alternatives. And what I would like to see, I'd like to see your program set aside a certain amount of time each show, and based on the demand, increase it or decrease it. I just think that it's of utmost importance that you avail yourself, you make yourself available to people, your listeners, and share with them your vast knowledge. I mean, you were taught by masters, and I believe it's a gift that didn't just fall in your lap. It's a gift that you're supposed to share, and I, for one, would like to see you do that. You are also a kinesiologist. Right? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Well, I have studied kinesiology, and there are different levels. I mean, you can get a master's in that. But, yes, I am a kinesiologist. Yes, I am. And it's also the layman term for that is muscle testing. Because there's an allopathic kinesiology. And technically, if someone were to Google kinesiology, they might find that kinesiologist is the study of muscles. And kinesiology, from a naturopathic perspective, is more the study of energy within the muscles.
Energy.
And divine intelligence within the muscles. And so it's a little bit different. And yeah, that's something that we can actually talk about in one of our programs. So you did a very good point. Folks,
mm-hmm.
This is my sis not cutting corners with me here. That's what happens with mm-hmm. live radio. Go ahead, sis.
Yes, I just feel that there is a wealth of information and knowledge that you have been blessed with that needs to be shared with your listeners. And I believe that as we go forward in this, a wonderful thing is going to happen. I believe that people will not only become informed, because many people have questions, they don't have an opportunity to ask anyone. Questions about natural health, questions about alternative medicine, questions about the things that are going on in the medical field today, the things that you and I know, and I know you've shared on your shows about the atrocities that take place each and every day in the medical field. The fact that the vaccinations is just one, I'll just pick up out of the, you know, just pick that up. The number of people who die yearly from mismedication, from over-medication, from misdiagnosis, all the things that go on. And the thing that is so very interesting about all of this is that there's alternatives. I know on one of your shows you had to touch upon the fact that there are many people in the healthcare field who are now starting to turn to alternative medicine, starting to use more of it in their practices. Those sincerely dedicated people who truly love people, they recognize that the pharmaceutical industry is causing more harm than good. A lot of these medications, I mean, just listen to the television ads. Okay, this will do this, this, and that for you, but on the other hand, it'll cause blindness, deafness, maybe even death. And you say, I'm supposed to look for this? I'm supposed to tell my doctor to prescribe this for me? It's, I mean, they just have no conscience. How do you place an ad on public television and say, okay, but we got warnings. This might help you, not as guaranteed. It might help you, but these are the alternatives. How do you do that? Anyway, Daryl, I guess back to my point, and my point is this. It would be such a wonderfully refreshing thing to have you at least take 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes out of each show to just speak about natural health. Give people something to think about, and then maybe they can come in and ask questions, maybe a 5-minute question and answer session, a follow-up if need be, on whatever it is, or you choose a topic or have someone suggest a topic. There are a lot of different ways you could go with this, but my vote is for you to take this on very seriously starting now.
Well, sis, you know I love you. You're near and dear to me in my heart. I've known you all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You've actually, this isn't something new to me, of course. You've spoken on that. And I am going to officially make that a part of the program. And I believe you may have missed one of the programs since we've been back. As you know, we were out for those 6 months or so just due to, you know, personal situations that were going on
mm-hmm.
with me and life. And so when I came back, my first or second program in August, I mentioned that there would be an enhancement to the format. And that one of them would
mm-hmm.
be a health segment. And so I take to heart what you've said, and you're not the first. As you know, I have clients around the country that I help.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, of course, they've mentioned that. So leave it up to my sis to bring it home on live radio when I come to Cleveland. I'll get you for that. No, sis,
well.
I appreciate it.
Anybody that agrees, can we ask them to push number one? That means they're raising their hand. They don't have to be to speak, but if you agree,
oh, you just radio show.
I'm just taking over the show. You know, push number one on your keypad, and that will let us know that you're in agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, brother, love you. Love everything that you do and that you stand for, all the wonderfully intelligent people you bring to us. You keep us up to speed on what's going on, not only in this country but around the world, because this is a global society that we live in now. We have to know what's going on. And that touches all aspects of life, politics, the medical field, social issues. We're all touched by it. You know, there's a very well-known poet, you know, we're all one in this, spoke about that, and it's so true. We're all one. And I think that as we become informed and we share, I think we become better as people, period. We become better. So with that said, if there are any questions...
I have a question. So I am going to take this on, Iris, and you're absolutely correct. There's no doubt about it. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, it's something I should have done a long, long time ago. It probably
mm-hmm.
goes back to when I used to air on Progressive News Weekly in New York, and I was part of the Gary Null Network, and, of course, he's a osteopath
mm-hmm.
and nutritionist as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
around 40 years, he's become a mentor of mine. I would rate him as one of the greatest knowledgeable nutritionist naturopaths
mm-hmm.
in the country. And I had the opportunity to be one of his first 6 programs. He has over 70 programs today on his network, and I still tune in from time to time. And I'm saying all that to say that was one of those mentors that I'm sure you were referring to, Dr. Gary Null, And if anyone hasn't heard, look him up. He's one of the most outstanding in the world. And I was right there in his studio on 56th and Broadway for almost four years, training under him, with him, doing case studies and health support groups on different topics of reversing aging and mainstream doesn't even want to talk about. So you're absolutely correct. And I only mention that to say, while under the wing of Dr. No, I think maybe I suppressed that health piece, because I came on as a program on his network as a non-health program, because his network started out with numerous health programs, and he was looking for a talk show. And so that's what I came on doing. Of course, I interrelated the health piece, or ingrained pieces of the health arena in my talk program. But I never had a health show, because those first six, and I may have been the seventh or eighth program on his network, were health programs, and he wasn't looking for that. And I think in those 4 years, I got away from promoting myself, because that was the agreement, that I would not have a health program, though at any given time I had different guests who talked about health from time to time, and I would intervene and talk about my background. And I think that that just kind of flowed over left New York. And so I appreciate that, and that will be an integral part. And I'm going to ask you if, as we begin this segment formally next week, that you'll participate with me for at least the first few shows to help facilitate
absolutely
that, maybe as my Ed McMahon, so to speak.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like that, Iris. What a joy. I love you as a sister.
Yes.
I want you to know that.
Love you.
The airway. I got the greatest sister in the world, folks. And as you can hear, she's a wonderful energy. Well, listen, we've got in the wings, talk about a wonderful energy, Mr. Tony Grant. And I'm going to ask you to put on your seatbelt as well, Iris. And, yes, we did get some hands up here in the studio on the studio board. So they're in concurrence with
you. Great.
So you're right. And so we will be doing that going forward. So
I'm going to mute out and let your next guest come on.
Thank you. We'll talk
later.
All
righty. Talk later.
You up for putting me on the spot.
Love you.
All right, so, well, that's what happens with live radio, folks. And no, that was not canned at all. And I know she's been talking about that for years, and she said she would eventually do that. And that's fine, and she's absolutely correct. But I want to go right into our next guest, because we only have about a half an hour or so of extended time for our program tonight. And, well, let me just stop for a moment about the health piece. Let me just say this. You know, as a nutritionist and a naturopath and an herbalist, advanced herbalist, in fact, I'm going to start talking about cardiovascular. I'm going to start talking about the blood. It's near and dear to me, and as my sis was talking, it just came to me, you know, what would my first topic be? And as you know, I'm a Christian, and I don't knock anyone who's atheist or agnostic. As long as you're grounded in love, you could be Judas or Muslim or Buddhist. But it really comes back to the blood. And there was an old saying, you know, blood is thicker than water. You know, so many anecdotes about the blood. And as we know, that's the leading cause. Well, it's said to be the leading cause of death in America, you know, cardiovascular disease. So we're going to talk about that from a natural health perspective. But suffice it to say that muscle, that divine muscle, I say it's divine because of what it does, 25 to 3,000 gallons of blood being pumped through that muscle the size of an average fist on a daily basis. That's right. I said 2,500 to 3,000 gallons. Look it up. That's how much blood is pumped through that heart. So that's probably the most important muscle in the body. There are some perverts that would maybe question me and think, especially male, in the male gender, that would question if there's not another muscle. That's just me. Oh, this is a G-rated program. Let me stop. That was a joke. But in all seriousness, we're going to talk about that heart. And when I talk about natural health, for those of you who know me as a naturopath, I don't talk on a physical basis. I speak on a spiritual, energetic basis as well. And that's where we're going to go with this in our next program. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is near and dear to me. You know, you heard the term broken heart. People die of broken hearts. So that whole concept of the heart and the blood, that has to be strengthened. Especially in the African-American community. And yeah, I have a preponderance of the African-American community, not just because I'm African-American. Maybe it is because I'm African-American. But it's just that at this point in time, I would debate if the African-American isn't the most disenfranchised group of people in this country. So there's no shame in my game. We're the most broken-hearted, broken-down, broken-footed in terms of having footage in the door right now in this society. And that is going to change. And this isn't from me. This is from that which brought me. As Dick Gregory, one of my mentors, would say, that universal God that nothing and no one can touch or change. So this battle is not about Daryl. It's about a higher authority. So now, I went on a little bit of a tangent. Let me bring to the airwaves Mr. Tony Grant. He's been a research journalist for over 3 decades. And he's just going to talk about some of the things that are in the mainstream media that are going on. We're just going to have a sit on the living room couch moment where we're just, without any type of a format or topic, just talk about stuff that's going on in this country. And I want to wake the consciousness up of our listeners, whether you're live or whether you're listening in the archives. I just want to stir your conscience a little bit here. And I'm hoping it'll stir it enough that you'll reach out to someone or someones, hopefully, and just share. Because you see, as this energy germinates, we all benefit. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not benefiting without you benefiting. You know one of my favorite quotes, for those who've listened to me for any more than a year, is from Martin Luther King. All life is interrelated. I can't be what I am. Ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you, believe it or not, regardless of your ego, can't be all you ought to be until I'm all I ought to be. Because I got something for you, whether you know it or not. So you are obligated to help me, just as I'm obligated to help you. So if you're not sharing Progressive News Weekly, there are no fences in life. You're either on one side or the other side, then you're a detraction. You're a deterrent. Get off my radio program. I don't mean that literally. Okay, you know, don't go away now. Still love you, even though you may not be doing all that you can do. Because I know you're not. Because my numbers should be jumping. I mean, they're growing. I had someone from the network say my numbers are growing as fast as any. But they should be exploding with the listenership I have. You're not sharing, folks. So why come and listen to me and you find it valuable enough to listen and you're not sharing that? That's like love. It's a great, great, great thing that you can give
and yet retain, or even more so, give and get more of back in your giving. Okay, so enough of that. Mr. Tony Grant, let me thank you, first of all, for being patient with me going on and on, but you are truly a regular as far as I'm concerned, and it is my program, so you are a regular, and I'm looking forward to you coming back in the weeks ahead. We're not letting 2 or 3 weeks go by, and you're not coming back sharing something with our listeners. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, Mr. Tony Grant. Are you here?
Thank you very much, Brother Dowell. Thank you for the invitation. I hope I'm coming through okay now. I had my phone muted. Forgive me. And it's a great pleasure to have the privilege of being in the audience.
Tony, what you share is still resonating with them. The last time you were on, when you just candidly, courageously, without fear, shame, or guilt, spoke truth to power about the Zika virus. You put minds at ease. And since you spoke that, well, I don't have to tell you, I'd be preaching to the preacher, not the choir, the preacher, if I told you what's happened in Miami since then. There's been an explosion from what media would tell us.
Yes.
So I'm just going to sit on this couch with you and let's have some dialogue. I mean, there's so much going on. You know, we could talk for at least an hour, and whenever we talk off the air, you know how it goes. We look around, it's been an hour. So we have a few minutes here left, maybe about a 40, 30, about 25 minutes. What's on your mind, Tony? You got so much vast knowledge. What would you like? You shared the Zika situation, and if you would, take no more, if you can limit it to this, than 3 minutes and just recap what you shared about the Zika, because some folks miss that, don't get it, are terrified, just what that really is and where that really comes from the research that you've done. And then I want to go into some other topics, such as vaccines. I want to talk a little bit about, like, this meningitis. I'm concerned. I have a daughter. By the way, folks, Drew is still seeking your support. She's in school. She's doing well. Met her professors, encouraged and enthused with what she's doing. But she needs support, and we're doing what we can as her parents and loved ones. But this is a young lady that's looking to go on into law school, and she needs support. So go to her website, and you can support her, or you can send me an email, because I've had folks that say, how can I not use FundMe because they take 2 or 3%, and I want every dime to go to Drew in terms of her books and the things that she needs to help her along. And so with that said, you know, I'll tell you that you can just send your correspondence to Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com. I'll give you a means of getting in touch with her. You can, you know, reach out to her. She'll give you probably her checking or savings account and keep you posted on what she's doing, I'm sure. But we've got to support one another, folks. You know, if someone comes to me and says, look, this is what I'm trying to do for a loved one, if I can't take $4 out of my pocket, something's wrong with me, especially for a worthy cause, to help a fellow individual of my own. So, you know, I can't say enough about that. And I'm going to continue to say that, not just because this is, you know, her first year. No, you're going to hear that all the way through until she gets that paper. And then when she does, and you've been a participant, you can feel good about yourself that you participated in that. And, hey, who knows? You might need her services, right? So, where was I with that? Oh, I wanted to make sure that I gave everyone who is interested her FundMe site. So I'm going to do that because I always do that before the program. I know I'm being a bit rude to my guest, but I'd be remiss if I didn't take care of my love of my life, outside of my wife, my daughter. So the website is GoFundMe.com/DrewMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/DrewMusic, DrueMusic. Right? So I'd love to see you do that. No excuse not to. I mean, outside of the fact that we all have our, you know, we all have our financial situations. I do too. But listen, you all put Obama in office, okay? Many of you spent your $2 or $5, and look what he did. I mean, on his watch, I would dare say publicly at least, not that these things weren't happening under Clinton and Bush and the others, publicly, I dare say more African Americans have been murdered by so-called watchdogs, officers of law, than any other president in recent history under his watch. And I have yet to hear him really go on a tirade about it. I don't want to hear politics. Well, you know, this is something I don't believe in. I want to see some anger from this so-called African American. I said it. Yeah, I said it. So don't get me started on that soapbox. What's on your mind, Tony?
Well, regarding the recap of the Zika, I think that everything, as you probably will agree, the narrative, the core, the central heart, the heart of the matter regarding Zika is a place where we find all of the other issues as well, and that is that we are not being properly informed. The so-called news media has a problem that you are solving with your program, and the problem is that the news media's job is not to inform you. Its job is to make you think you're informed. I call it stage managing your reality. That's the job of the news media, not to inform you. And so what we've heard about Zika in the news media, I'm going to try to wrap it all up in the next few minutes. I have to actually go in a few minutes. But the Zika hysteria, those of you in the audience who remember the bird flu hysteria or the swine flu hysteria or the SARS hysteria or, heaven forbid, you might remember the Hanta virus, supposedly spread by mice from Arizona. Anyone recall knowing of anybody who actually was harmed by any of these conditions for which such an hysteria was whipped up? There's always a narrative to make you afraid, and yet ultimately all they're trying to do is perhaps sell you a vaccine or some other treatment which can be used to make money. Now, I'm on the CDC website right now, cdc.gov/Zika/symptoms/symptoms.html. That's right, symptoms twice. And it clearly says that Zika can cause a mild fever, a rash, red eyes, and headache. No microcephalic babies. The microcephalic babies is a creation of the media. Yes, we have seen the microcephalic babies in the news, the pictures, but they don't tell you what really caused them. And in order to understand the whole picture well, all you have to do is to think about this. Right now, they have all the women in the Western Hemisphere being afraid of Zika. They have women in South America afraid of Zika, and Central America and the Caribbean afraid of Zika, telling their husbands, let's not have a baby right now, perhaps I might have Zika. And then they're saying, as you said before, girl, that they've got this scare going on in Florida, and they're spraying in Florida, and have a scare going on in Houston. The thing they're not telling you is, with all this fear-mongering, but Zika really isn't here yet. We're being made to be afraid, but Zika isn't here yet. The thing they're not telling us is, already in America, every year, there are 25,000 microcephalic babies born. That is, the tragic small-headed babies, microcephalic babies with the small heads, the birth defects. So how can there be microcephalic babies here when there's no Zika? Because Zika doesn't cause the microcephaly. The microcephaly is being caused by the vaccination of pregnant women. Now, this is something they want to hide from. It's something they're never going to acknowledge. And for up until about 2 decades ago, doctors never vaccinated pregnant women. And a woman coming to a doctor saying, I have to go overseas. I want to be protected against the various conditions there that I might encounter. I would like to be vaccinated. The doctor said, no, first you go get a pregnancy test and make sure you're not pregnant. This is a woman who doesn't look like she's pregnant. They're telling them, we want to warn you. Don't get a vaccine unless you know you're not pregnant. And so to answer the question about what happened in Brazil, the question is very easily answered. That 9 months before all of these babies were born, the ones we've seen in the pictures, Brazil, the public health authorities there, launched their first ever campaign in Brazil to vaccinate all pregnant women. These Zika, these microcephalic babies are not being caused by Zika. Zika causes fever, rash, and red eyes. That's what Zika causes, and if you go to the CDC website, that's what you'll see. Now, you'll see perhaps in the news where they'll say they're trying to find the connection between Zika and the microcephalic birth defects, but they haven't found it yet because there isn't one. Zika is being blamed to cover for the damage that's being done to women because women are being encouraged now all throughout the Western Hemisphere, being encouraged to get vaccinated while they're pregnant, something that should never be done. So that's the whole story with Zika. The Zika hysteria has yet really begun to ramp up when they begin to tell us that all the athletes that went to compete in the Olympic Games and all the spectators who went to watch them, when they returned home all over the world, they're going to tell us this is starting a Zika outbreak all over the world. You'll be made to be very afraid. They'll want you to get the injection. Be wary. Be careful. Because so far, all the other hysterias, the swine flu, the bird flu, the SARS, the only people who have ever been hurt are people who fell for getting the injection. You heard anybody who died of SARS? The worldwide death count for SARS is 4. There are 4 confirmed deaths from SARS in the entire world. So should we be afraid? 4 out of 7 billion? These are all nothing but hysterias. Now, I've got to go in a few minutes, Daryl. I could run down the meningitis very quickly because this is another mass hysteria issue. It's been reverberating now because it's fall and it's time for children to be enrolled in school, college students as well. And the whole thing, I want to remind us all, began at Princeton University in 2013 when it was said that 7 cases of meningitis emerged at Princeton University. Now, while only 7 students at Princeton were diagnosed as having meningitis, news reports came out with outrageous headlines claiming that an epidemic might be in the works, more hysteria, and this generally rare disease is somehow sweeping the Ivy League. This is 2013. Anybody hear about any meningitis epidemic? These are all hysterias. Now, beyond that, the type of meningitis that inflicted this small number of Princeton students is called serotype B, and serotype B is the most common form of bacterial meningitis, but there is no currently approved vaccine for serotype B. And so the vaccine they're urging you to get doesn't protect you against the variety of meningitis that they claim you should be afraid of. So now, there has been, from the very beginning, as far back as 2013, a vaccine by Novartis, produced by Novartis, is not approved yet in the United States. And Novartis has been pressing for approval, and now the FDA is saying, we're going to let Novartis use this vaccine, even though it isn't approved yet. And so they've begun dispensing this Novartis vaccine, which is actually a vaccine against a different strain of meningitis entirely. So all of these contradictions of vaccine madness, of vaccine hysteria, we must watch out for them. The idea that we've been told that these vaccinations will now become mandatory, I just want to remind everyone about the protections you have against being forced to be vaccinated. Beyond the fact that those of us who have a belief in the wisdom of Holy Scripture see that there are certain ingredients in vaccines, such as swine blood, swine gelatin, monkey kidney, dog kidney. They're not in every vaccine, but about half of all vaccines have monkey kidney and or dog kidney. 23 different vaccines have the aborted cells of murdered aborted babies. The tissue of murdered aborted babies are in 23 different vaccines. And so I'm saying some of us could say that the Holy Scripture forbids us from injecting our precious children with such abominable substances. But beyond that, the Constitution of the United States protects every citizen from being forced to undergo any medical procedure to which they do not agree. That's called assault, according to the Constitution. And beyond that, we as a nation have signed on to the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention does not permit any nation who signed on to the Geneva Convention has declared that they will not subject any citizen to a forced medical procedure of any kind unless the patient first has informed consent, meaning you know all about the dangers, the potential dangers, and we know we do not have that with vaccines because they lie about autism. Autism is caused by vaccines, and since they don't want to tell the truth about that, that means you do not have informed consent. And lastly, we have the Nuremberg Code of Ethics. The Nuremberg Code of Ethics was developed as an outgrowth or as a result of the Nuremberg trials of the Nazis who were doing experiments on people in the death camps. And the Nuremberg Code, to which America is a signatory, says that no one can be required to undergo a medical procedure to which they do not agree. And so there's a lot of law. You have a strong standing when you say, actually, no, there is no mandatory vaccination. I wish not to participate. And every state except for West Virginia and for Mississippi and arguably California offers something called a religious exemption. You don't have to be religious. You don't have to believe in religion. All you have to do is be able to say that religiously I avoid being injected with the cells of dead aborted babies. Religiously, I do not allow myself to be injected with pork, monkey kidney, dog kidney. If you can claim that is something that you always abide by, then you qualify for a religious exemption. Tony, I want to really thank you for your time, but I'm due on another announcement or another engagement. It's 8:00
yes,
right now.
I was just going to intervene. It's that time. I'd like to thank you, Tony. So, Tony, let's talk, touch base after the program tomorrow, perhaps, and get you scheduled before the end of the month, because I know our listeners are sitting here biting at the bit for more information. You've been, Tony, thank you again. We've been listening to Mr. Tony Grant, research journalist who is recognized for his acumen of research. As you heard, we'll have Mr. Grant back again, and we'll also be sure to get some of the sources of information, because we don't here on Progressive News just bring talking heads on. We don't do that. That's a game that too much mass media use. And so
thank you very much, Cheryl, for your hospitality, and thank you to
thank
your
you.
Audience.
Thank you very
Talk to you
much.
Soon. Take care.
We'll be talking soon, no doubt.
Bye.
So for you, the listener, we are at the top of a program. I want to just one more time apologize. I know we started late. So many obstacles that from time to time we run into on Progressive News, and I attempt not to get paranoid about it, because I know we're bringing information that mainstream and many entities, you know, do not care to be brought forward. But the truth is the light. And so we're going to do our best to do that, to bring that truth and light to you. Again, I encourage you to tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. I want to thank all the listeners. If there were those out there that wanted to comment, I ask you if you'd like
send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8 at MSN.com. And let me know what your thoughts were or are. And if you'd like to comment on the upcoming programs, let me know that as well. And I'll carve a slot for you to make sure that you get your voice heard. This is truly news for you, by you, and of you. And without you, we would not be here. So until next week, which we look forward to, we're going to have an enhanced segment, as we discussed earlier, on health and wellness. And we're going to be also talking more about what's happening in our country with regard to people stepping up, individuals like Colin, stepping up and stepping out. So we'll be getting into a little bit of that. We'll talk a little bit about the political environment, which is, I'm sure, many just have such a nauseous feeling about. And certainly I can understand that. So we'll get into some of that as well. And, of course, your voices, which we always, always look forward to. So until then, I say keep in touch. Tell someone else about Progressive News Weekly. And I will say so long.